Everybody, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Tongariro National Park in New Zealand. This is Taranaki Falls, just about done with the circuit. Thank God, my back hurts. Anyway, taking an entry from the Patreon page, specifically... Tourists. It's, do I worry at all about China's investments into Latin America? There's a big port going into Peru, there's a lot of mineral extraction stuff going into Brazil, there's a general infrastructure going to Colombia, and then of course purchase agreements for everything under the sun to Argentina. What do I worry about? And it's like, no. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a Monroe Doctrine thing here going on, but we haven't had a president in the last 25 years who's really acted on it. Certainly not Obama or Trump or Biden. So this is a very bipartisan kind of slouch strategically, if that's the thing you're concerned about. But I'm really not concerned about it. Remember that the Chinese are literally dying out. And if they want to throw some of their limited resources into the Western Hemisphere to build physical infrastructure that will help industrialize the Western Hemisphere to prepare for when China's gone or recover after China's gone, I say let them. Specifically, the port in Peru probably isn't going to get too much activity. There isn't a really good transshipment port anywhere on the west coast of South America, so having one makes sense. And here, lo and behold, the Chinese are building it for everybody. In Argentina, it's more a straight-up sales issue. Those things can always go somewhere else when the Chinese are no longer the high-price bidder. Colombia is a mountainous country where the population, well, it's unique. Usually, like in Mexico, you live on the top of the plateaus to get above the tropics, or anywhere else you live at the bottom of the mountains where it's cheaper to build. But in Colombia, because it's right on the equator and the mountains are really steep and there's jungle, they live on the side of the mountains. The top is tundra, the bottom is hard jungle, and everyone lives in the middle. And so infrastructure is really hard. And if the Chinese want to pay for that, great, because the U.S. has a free trade agreement with Colombia, and any Colombian success is one for us as well. And then finally, there's Brazil. The Chinese are spending to build infrastructure from the coast up the escarpment where Sao Paulo is and then down into the interior. Again, expensive geography to develop, and the Chinese are paying for it all. So if the Chinese want to pay for tomorrow's world, I say let them.